96.1 MyFM presents Seeds of Success, honoring our local food producers. Today we're talking dairy production with Joanna and Klaus DeVries of Homestead DeVries. Getting right into it, I'm curious how the two of you got into raising dairy cattle.
We're from Holland, so as a young guy I was working at a dairy farm after school and all that stuff. It's a hard way to start a dairy farm in Holland, all rules and regulations, so I chose to be a mechanic, and then later on I met Joanna.
And I started when I was 10 years old, my grandfather's dairy farm. Officially I'm the fourth generation. My parents weren't able to continue, unfortunately, the dairy farm. But later on they had a poultry farm, organic layers, and we joined together with my brother. And as you probably know, it's not very easy to farm in Holland, also for the poultry industry, and our heart was basically in dairy. We saw some opportunities in Canada, and we thought maybe we should give it a try. So that's why we ended up here.
So as I understand it, Homestead DeVries is a recent addition to the agricultural scene in Renfrew. How long have the two of you been running it?
Not long.
From December last year, we applied for a... They call it, it's a new entrance program from the DFO. So there are 6 places every year. So there were 40 that applied for the year that we came, and we were one of the 6 that was selected. So that's very unique. It's something out of lottery, and you have access to so many kilos, and then you can start a dairy,
Now, you've mentioned that farming in the Netherlands has quite a lot of restrictions on it, compared to Canada at least. I'm curious, was there anything else coming to Canada and starting a farm here that struck you as different?
What we find is it's a very strong community, and that's what you still find in Holland as well, luckily. But there's not a lot of pressure. If you see here, people are very happy with farmers in their area. And they cheer basically for you, and that was a very nice welcome. But also farmers together support each other in every way, and we witnessed that when we started, and it's still overwhelming in a positive way.
You know, I actually noticed on your Facebook page that recently you were working with a different farm in the area to bale up hay, and I was just curious, is that a normal thing for farmers in the area to kind of just pitch in on each other's fields?
So Lint Milk Farm, they were baling in our field, so that's a farm. They do a lot of custom work, so they do baling and chopping and all that stuff, and they supply us with feed too. Lint Milk Farm had a big help for us, so it's a great farm and great people.
They've become friends of us too, but yeah, that's true. That's exactly how it works.
Yeah, so when we help each other, so with in need, if we have a problem, we're always there for each other. So yeah, that's a very strong community there.
In your opinion, what's the most crucial aspect of dairy farming?
We always say that we need to focus on the cows. Their health is the most important thing. So yeah, we are on top of that. That's our first priority. And my dad always taught me that too. First, the animals, the herd health, and then you go from there. And we have a very good vet as well.
As a newer dairy farm in the area, what sets you apart from others?
We're able to start a dairy farm, and that's pretty unique. We realize that every day that it's kind of a golden ticket. We see that a lot of young boys, girls, they want to farm and they don't have the opportunity. We hear that all the time. And then even we came from Holland to Canada. There are also lots of Canadian citizens that would like this opportunity. So sometimes it feels like, ooh, we came in, right? And we have this golden ticket. So I think that's what sets us apart, because the support is there. The knowledge is there to start farming. And we would recommend not to give up, basically. We had to apply for 2 years, so not that bad. And we see also that they try to support young farmers not to give up.
So for that young farmer, you would say that it's just about capitalizing on the opportunity when it comes?
Yes, and don't give up on this opportunity, and because we need farmers in this area. Farmers feed the world, in my opinion.
And just before I let you go, I'm curious, as a newer face in Renfrew's dairy scene, will the next couple of years be about setting up roots, or are there future plans already in the works?
We're in this program a little stuck with growing, if it comes to, because you loan also a part of the quota, which needs to be returned over 11 years. So we will be steady for a long time. But our idea is to develop our farm. Top feed is our goal, and that we keep our herd very healthy.
All right, then, a focus on healthy and happy cows just on the outskirts of Renfrew at Homestead de Vrie. We've been speaking with Joanna and Klaas de Vrie, hitting the ground running in our local agricultural scene. Thank you both for taking the time out to speak with us. And remember, you can see and read all of our Seeds of Success profiles on our website, renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.